Practice of self-inquiry. For about 12 years, I have been trying to practice off and on self-inquiry. For example, in each year, for about 15 days, I take to some form of practice and the 350-day balance, there is the same mundane existence, that is, without any practice. For about 10 years, when any thought would come, I would say to myself, "To whom is this thought?" "To me," I would answer. And then I would ask, "Who am I?" and thus eliminate that thought. I was not always successful though. In the last 1 to 2 years, I am also trying David Godman's interpretation of Bhagwan's teachings by holding on to the I thought and occasionally trying to hold my breath and dive within myself to seek the source of the I thought. Using these two methods, occasionally I felt that I was making some progress, albeit less with the former method. Kindly advise me as to what can be my future sadhana and also your feedback on the above three methods. Indian seeker. First of all, if you are to walk on the path of realization by seeking the source of your being, you cannot get very far on it by half-hearted attempts. There are no shortcuts. It requires complete dedication to the ideal and strenuous lifelong effort in pursuit of it. Unless you come to understand that the purpose and goal of life is to realize the self, you cannot, in truth, make any meaningful progress or expect to make much progress. Bhagavan has said that those few who have succeeded owe their success to perseverance. That means day in and day out effort, unrelenting. So whatever method you take up, you have to do it sincerely and steadily for a whole lifetime if need be. The path to realization is a vocation in life, not just something we take up at intervals. We eat every day, we breathe constantly. Spiritual pursuit must be as vital and natural to you as these. Once we are clear about this point, an attempt to realize the truth with all our heart, God comes forward and guides us, makes the situations in our life conducive to spiritual progress. But we cannot judge this progress easily. No effort ever goes in vain. And if we strive relentlessly, His grace will take hold of us and carry us to the goal. This is what all true sadhakas have to do to attain realization. If you are unable to commit yourself to this ideal, then pray to God or Bhagavan to bless and inspire you with sincere determination. That is all that is within your power. Surrender to Him wholeheartedly and await His grace. Also, think about the ephemeral nature of all things in life, your experiences, your joys and sorrows. How you are always seeking to grasp a bit of happiness from pursuing and fulfilling desires, but only experience short-lived pleasures in the end, followed by more desires and pursuits. This is an endless cycle that replays itself life after life, birth after birth. Be clear about this, reflect on the underlying reality and seek it. No one can do this for you. Start now with a determined, unrelenting effort. That is the only way. Editor.